Terry Clark Linden.
This is from What Looks Like Crazy by Charlotte Hughes, which I narrated for Audible. On the other end, Thad made a tisking sound.
Now, Kate, you know the rules.
I blinked. What?
The rules, he said.
My frayed nerves were close to snapping. When Thad and I had been an item, he'd always insisted that I tell him what I had on beneath my skirt. It was a game between lovers that Thad still liked to play, despite our split.
Stop kidding around, Thad, I said. This is an emergency.
You either play by the rules or we don't play at all.
I heard a smile in his voice.
You are so childish,
I hissed, knowing he would find my annoyance even more amusing.
I've got a man ready to throw himself off the roof of my office building, and you expect me to describe my underwear?
This is from Melinda by Judy Dengis. When I first met James, he was a meth chef. This year he doesn't need to cook because he has another guy to do it. The chef has runners, guys who take the city bus from drugstore to drugstore to get antihistamine for our special ingredient, one legal box at a time. He gives us our work table and our tools, pens, tape, change of address cards, Mountain Dew, cell phones, shards, and pipe. When I first met James, I was Melinda Renee von Mühldorfer, and I lived at 145 South Poplar. My grandma told me once that von means my ancestors were German royalty. James says,
"You're out of your castle now, babe."
After I graduated, ruined my parents' credit rating, sold everything except my ice skates, and moved in with James at the farm, I was Fritzy, no last name, just a girl good at asking for things. Fritzy. This is from A Cry from the Dust by Carrie Stewart Parks, which I narrated for Brilliance Audio. The bullet embedded into the dusty wagon wheel, sending wood slivers flying. Heart pounding, Priscilla James whispered a prayer through cracked lips. All I have to do is stand, Lord. The next shot'll kill me dead. Her death would be fast and preferable to this parched agony. She willed her muscles to push her off this blistering earth, to face the Indians who'd kept the wagon train pinned down for the past 4 days, without food or water. She tried to keep her gaze off the small row of crudely made crosses near the edge of the circled wagons. 7 men dropped like buckshot quail with the first hail of bullets. 3 died right away, and the other members of the wagon train gave them a proper Christian burial. The preacher read the Bible and everything. She'd felt all tore up inside. Then, stand up. Do it now. 1 shot. It'll be all over.